This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Last week, someone asked me my opinion on why some people seem to struggle with acceptance and with being loved or in relationships. And I shared with them some of what I'd read about attachment theory and how our earliest relationships with parents and caregivers and others who love us can affect how we then attach to others later in life. I then asked him for more details and why he was really asking me these questions, and he said he was concerned about his 8th grade middle school daughter. He said she was struggling with friendships, with acceptance, and was trying to find her own identity amidst the struggles for popularity and for friends and for fitting in. He was worried that she was starting to sacrifice who she was as she sought out acceptance from those around her. At this point, I half jokingly said that I wish he'd told me that up front, because I think in many ways, 8th grade is a struggle no matter who you are. I shared my own middle school experience, what I've seen with my own children, and also what I've heard from many of you who've been parents of 8th graders. And I said that in my experience, it seems that 8th grade is just one of the most difficult times of adjustment for children, and that what he was describing wasn't anything unusual, even though as a parent, it can be especially painful and difficult as we watch it take place. But I think if we're honest with ourselves and with each other, however, we can admit that at one time or another, we can all relate to that proverbial 8th grader, struggling to fit in, to make friends, to make connections, and to navigate the difficult social structures of the world. We can all imagine ourselves walking with cafeteria tray in hand into the lunchroom, looking for that safe place to sit, a group or a table of friends and those who will accept us and love us as we are. We all seek out approval and acceptance and satisfaction in one way or another. I'm certainly no longer in 8th grade, but it still feels good to me when my boss says something positive to me, right? We all want to hear those words of affirmation. The world and our peers and advertisers love to tell us that we aren't enough, that we need more, that we need to be wealthier or more fit or healthier or skinnier. Or perhaps we think we have to give more or pray more or be more faithful before we somehow achieve success or whatever it is that we're striving for. There's always something that we're working on, trying to gain or trying to lose. Even if we don't have formal resolutions for the new year, I'm sure that most of us have things that we want to accomplish or to change this year. But this is where baptism comes in and tears down and destroys the lies of the world. The heavens are opened, and the Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove. Baptism is boundary crossing, as what once divided us from the divine and from the holy is removed. And we're brought into relationship with God and with each other in new and completely different ways from what was available to us before. We have a new way of understanding who we are, a new way of understanding whose we are, of who we belong to. The opening of the heavens is meant to interfere with and impede the competing messages of the world that tell us that we aren't enough or that we don't belong. We're claimed in that moment as God's own, as Christ's followers, as God's beloved. We're given our identity, told where we belong, and who we belong to. And in Matthew, once Jesus receives his identity from God and from the Holy Spirit, his identity as God's beloved, it's at that point that Jesus' ministry begins. Once he receives this identity, he's sent out into the wilderness to be tempted. And the tempter taunts Jesus, precisely at the core of his identity, saying to him over and over, "If you are the Son of God." The tempter understands that Jesus is vulnerable at the moment when he begins to doubt who he is, at the moment he begins to doubt his identity as God's son and as God's beloved. So baptism affirms us and gives us our identity. It tells us that we have a seat in the kingdom. Baptism tells us that we are enough. But it's also a challenge in the sense that it establishes our mission. And we'll all acknowledge and vow this in a few months as we renew our baptismal covenant. We vow to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. We'll promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and to respect the dignity of every human being. Our mission is to see Christ not only in ourselves, but in everyone we encounter. We vow to support and to guide the young baby or child or adult who's being baptized, but we also vow to see everyone we encounter as a beloved child of God, deserving of God's love and of our love and service. And it doesn't matter if the one we encounter is homeless or trans or an immigrant or a Republican or a Democrat, whether they are Jewish or Muslim, an atheist or a Christian. We vow to love and serve all people, no qualifications, no restrictions, and no boundaries. Amen. And now I have a little confession. I've been working the last few days on my sermon, and as I've been going through and building this list that I just mentioned, and every time I would read it, I would change it, trying to include another group or making sure that I was being fair and that I was including everyone. And I think we have to take a moment just to mourn all the different ways that we differentiate between people, that we divide ourselves. Because I don't have enough time this morning to list all of them. But so many exist, and they're not supposed to. And that's what baptism means, is that those walls have been removed, that the heavens have been opened, that the boundaries have been torn down, and that baptism is life-changing and boundary-destroying. Our new identity as God's beloved is powerful. It gives us our authority and our mission. It changes the way we see ourselves and each other. And then it sends us out to change the world with a boundary-free love that challenges and destroys all attempts to divide and to differentiate. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.